Washington Square by Henry James. Copyright Burlington Books, 2002. Chapter 1. Dr. Sloper. Dr. Austin Sloper lived in New York in the first half of the 19th century and was a very successful doctor. He had become a doctor because he thought that it was important to learn something interesting and to do something useful. He enjoyed his profession very much and worked hard at being a good doctor. When he was 27 years old, Dr. Sloper married the beautiful and charming daughter of a wealthy family with an important position in New York society. Through his new wife's connections and friends, he soon became the favorite doctor of New York society. His patients liked him because he was a charming man with a good sense of humor, and he always took the time to explain their illnesses to them. Dr. Sloper and his wife were very happy together and were delighted when they had a son. Their happiness didn't last long, however, because the little boy died of an illness at the age of 3, despite all his father's efforts to save him. 2 years later, the Slopers had a daughter who they called Catherine, the same name as her mother. The doctor had wanted another son and was disappointed that the second child was a girl. A week after the baby was born, Mrs. Sloper became very ill and died a few days later. Dr. Sloper was heartbroken. "It's my profession to help people who are ill," he thought, "but I could not save the 2 people that I loved the most." For the rest of his life, Dr. Sloper believed that he was responsible for the deaths of his wife and son, even though none of his friends or patients thought this. Instead, they thought that his personal tragedies made him more interesting, and he became even more popular, both socially and professionally. Left only with his little girl, he resolved to help her grow up to be a fine woman, despite the fact that he would have preferred a son. Catherine was a strong, healthy child, and Dr. Sloper often told himself, "At least I don't have to be afraid of losing her, too."